The moment a body is found, the clock starts ticking, 48 hours before the trail goes cold. From A&E and Crime House, this is the official podcast from the famous true crime series, The First 48. I'm Carter Roy. Every Thursday, I revisit a landmark homicide investigation in depth with long-form storytelling built for your ears. Listen to and follow The First 48 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
One of this week's partners is Instacart. There's nothing like summer produce, getting those fresh peaches, corn, tomatoes. But the tough part is only good for such a limited time. With Instacart, you get the freshest seasonal picks delivered right to your door. Your shopper can help select the best quality items, so you're getting peak season flavor without having to hunt through the whole produce section yourself.
I have used Instacart for a long time now, especially, you know, being a new mom. I have very limited time to actually go to the grocery store, which makes Instacart perfect. A few weeks ago for Memorial Day, we actually had people over and I had nothing prepared. So it was great to be able to use Instacart to actually get everything in time for people coming over.
Save the day.
Exactly.
You can have someone go pick up your stuff while you're panic cleaning the house.
Exactly. Instacart brings convenience, quality, and ease right to your door so you can focus on what matters most. Download the Instacart app now and get groceries just how you like.
One of this week's partners is Zazzle. Gift giving is my love language. I love giving gifts. I love getting gifts, but it can be hard to find a good gift for someone. Something that feels thoughtful and personal. It's not a gift card or something straight off the shelf. You want something that says you know them, you see them, you love them. That is where Zazzle comes in. Zazzle is a marketplace where you can basically take any product, a mug, a tote, a card, a phone case, and you can make it mean something. You're not just buying a gift, you're making one. They have a million designs, or you can start from scratch and build something completely on your own. Either way, you're the designer. And everything is made on demand, so there's no out of stock. I made some Mother's Day gifts on Zazzle. I actually made ornaments for both of our mom's Christmas trees with our wedding photos, and they turned out so good, and they're so special, so cute, and so meaningful. My mom actually shed a few tears. She loved it so much. So if you want to try it for yourself, right now, save 25% on your first order at Zazzle.com. That's 25% savings on your first order at Zazzle.com. Go make something z-amazing. Zazzle.com.
This is Crime House.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Each week on Clues, we highlight a different person who has gone missing. Someone with a story, a family, and a community still hoping for any answers. Let's revisit those cases and hopefully get the word out even more, especially because of listeners like you. Please go over to our Clues podcast socials, and there are posters you can share on your stories, and let's really spread the word.
This week, we're going to highlight the case of Devin Sequoia Cooper. Devin is described as having black hair, brown eyes, being 5'5" and 145 pounds. Devin is also described as being a black female. And the FBI is offering a reward of up to $10,000 for information leading to the location of Devin Sequoia Cooper. Devin was last seen leaving her residence on the north side of Columbus, Ohio at approximately 11:30 p.m. on August 31st, 2021 to go to a corner store. She never returned home. At the time, she was driving her black 2009 Ford Fusion, which was later recovered in the west side of Columbus. Cooper was reported missing to the Columbus Division of Police on September 1st, 2021. She appears to be the victim of foul play. She was last seen wearing black lemonade braids, a black and white summer dress, and black and white baby fat sandals. Anyone with information related to the disappearance of Devin Sequoia Cooper is asked to call the Central Ohio Crime Stoppers tip line at 614-461-8477. You may also contact your local FBI office, the nearest American embassy or consulate, or you can submit a tip online to tips.fbi.gov. This week, we are highlighting the case of Abby Lynn Patterson. Patterson was last seen on Tuesday, September 5th, 2017, around 11:30 in the morning. She left her home on East 9th Street in Lumberton, North Carolina, and was seen getting into a brown Buick. Patterson has not been seen since and has not had any contact with family or friends. She was last seen wearing brown shorts and a white shirt, and at the time of her disappearance, she was described as having brown eyes, weighing around 140 pounds with white skin, brown hair, 5'7", and has a tattoo of a bird on her shoulder and a birthmark on the back of her right thigh. She was born on February 15th, 1997. Anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of Abby Lynn Patterson is asked to call the FBI Charlotte's field office at 704-672-6100 or the Lumberton Police Department at 910-671-3845. You may also contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate.
The case we're going to highlight this week is Stephanie Dameron. Stephanie was reported missing by her family on September 24th, 2024. She was last seen wearing blue jeans, a long-sleeved blue shirt, and black Harley-Davidson hiking boots. Sometime in the afternoon on September 23rd, 2024, Stephanie and one of her sisters reportedly got into an argument. Stephanie walked off and into the woods. Her parents were away at the time, and only some of Stephanie's siblings and her grandfather were home. When the parents came back, Stephanie was not there. Essentially, they tried to look for her, but believed, as in previous cases, when she went for walks in the wood, she would return home within a few hours. Unfortunately, that was not the case. Stephanie's parents contacted the Maine State Police, and a few days later, the FBI arrived to assist. If you have any information about Stephanie, please immediately call the Maine State Police Halton Barracks at 1-800-824-2261 or 207-532-5400. You can also contact the FBI at 1-800-CALL-FBI. You can contact your local FBI office or submit a tip online at tips.fbi.gov. Stephanie, at the time of her disappearance, was 5 feet tall, about 130 pounds, with brown shoulder-length hair. Stephanie will be turning 16 in October of 2026.
The case we're highlighting this week is the disappearance of Ashley Summers. Ashley Summers was last seen near a family member's residence in Cleveland, Ohio on July 7th or 8th of 2007. She was 14 years old at the time of her disappearance. She was described as having brown hair, blue eyes, being 5'5 and 130 pounds at the time of her disappearance, a white female, and she also has a tattoo with the name Jean, G-E-N-E, in black ink over a red heart on her upper arm. If you have any information concerning Ashley, please contact your local FBI office or the nearest American embassy or consulate. Their stories continue beyond this episode.
So please, again, continue to share and amplify these cases and leave any that you want us to cover in the comments. We are picking a lot of our cases now thanks to you guys, listeners, commenting on those that are close to your community.
Thank you so much for being a part of this community. And you can tune into Clues every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcasts, where we cover a new missing person every week.
One of this week's partners is Ello. When your day moves fast between getting everyone out the door, meal prepping, and trying to find a small moment for yourself, the products you use should make things easier, not harder. That's where Ello comes in.
Ello makes thoughtfully designed water bottles, tumblers, and glass food storage containers that fit right into your routine.
Their water bottles are easy to refill, easy to carry, and leak-proof, so you can toss them in your bag without second-guessing it. They're designed to keep up with your busy day and make staying hydrated feel a little more doable.
And when it comes to leftovers or meal prepping, their glass food storage containers make it simple to save dinner for tomorrow or take meals on the go with secure lids that help keep everything where it should be and not in the bottom of your bag.
Visit elloproducts.com and use code TRYELLO20 for 20% off your first purchase. That's ELLOPRODUCTS.com, code TRYELLO20.
Hi, listeners, it's Vanessa Richardson. On a special four-episode conspiracy theories, cults, and crime series, I'm taking you to four kinds of getaways where paradise turned deadly. Listen to our special Deadly Destinations series every Sunday on conspiracy theories, cults, and crimes, or join Crime House Plus to listen to all four episodes now, ad-free. To join Crime House Plus, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at crimehouseplus.com.
The moment a body is found, the clock starts ticking, 48 hours before the trail goes cold. From A&E and Crime House, this is the official podcast from the famous true crime series, The First 48. I'm Carter Roy. Every Thursday, I revisit a landmark homicide investigation in depth with long-form storytelling built for your ears. Listen to and follow The First 48 on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to podcasts.